Hello and good morning. These are the morning headlines for KGNU. I am Luis Licon. Colorado Springs police identified on Monday the five victims of the mass shooting at Club Q. Their names are Kelling Loving, Daniel Aston, Derek Rump, Ashley Paul, and Raymond Green Vance. They range in age from 22 to 40 years old. According to Gun Violence Archive, there has been more than 600 mass shootings in the United States this year. We will have more details about the Club Q shooting later in the program. Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords is applauding the formation of a new gun violence prevention caucus in the Colorado legislature. A spokeswoman for Giffords, who was wounded in the mass shooting in Arizona in 2011, said the formation of this caucus is a critical step in the fight to save lives. We look forward to continuing our work with the caucus to ensure the safety of communities throughout Colorado. Giffords, in partnership with state lawmakers from Colorado, plans to address gun violence and prioritize legislation that addresses gun violence with proven, equitable, and evidence-based solutions. The Denver Rescue Mission is putting a halt to an anti-LGBTQ language in its employee handbook. Stacey Johnson from KGNU has more.
The Denver Rescue Mission says it's removing language from its employee handbook that bars employees from acting on same-sex attraction and rejecting one's biological sex. Denverite reports that the mission released a statement Monday saying its board of directors and leadership have determined it is appropriate to reevaluate the recent changes and have since paused the language implementation. The organization currently has a $8.7 million contract with the City of Denver and the city's Housing Stability Unit to operate shelter services. The city's Housing Stability Unit also released a statement to Denverite that the city would not tolerate discrimination of services or employment operated under publicly funded contracts. ACLU Colorado legal director Mark Silverstein and civil rights attorney Mari Newman, who helped write the state's anti-discrimination law, also told Denverite that they believe the handbook violates both state and federal law. Newman says there is an exemption for religious organizations doing ministry, but the exemption would not apply to the employees staffed by the Denver Rescue Mission. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.
Boulder-based nonprofit Feet Forward is providing free Thanksgiving meals for anyone in need this Thursday. Around 200 meals will be available at Boulder's Band Shell on Thanksgiving Day, beginning at 3 p.m. Feet Forward says it's the only area nonprofit offering warm Thanksgiving meals to those in need. The City of Lafayette has announced a new chief financial officer. Devin Billingsley, who has been the city's interim finance director since January, will take on the new post. He will be in charge of the city's cash flow, management of debt, producing annual financial reports, and producing the city's budget. Today we are expecting some cloudy conditions in the afternoon, with temperatures in Boulder in the high 50s and the low of 27, with a current temperature of 30 degrees. In Denver, there's going to be a high of 53 and a low of 24, with a current temperature of 26 degrees. In Fort Collins, there's going to be a high of 49 and a low of 20, with a current temperature of 23 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.